going to read a few poems from An Alphabet for Alina. When I sent the letter A to Carrie for the anthology, she said, all right, I suppose there are some more of these. I thought, yes, I suppose there are. And, and then I realised there were 26. So about 5 years later, it was finished. And it was a collaboration with an old friend of mine who's an artist, Peter John Skelt, and his daughter, Alina, who's my goddaughter. A. Apple, a pull, a tree, Alina leans her up, pull an apple, an ape. Sun app rise, across between cox and box, her sunset, keeper, kept such red to last, such red to read. A tart start, heartwood this year, the sun gone set or unripe apples for supermarkets, not my favourite. Checks to come and live in caravans, pays less than factory work, leaf eaters. Whose apples? Who eats this apple? Do not snow white, do not white out my reading. Burst, let her breathe, let her choose between apple and mirror of the apple, her sown character. This is my letter, F, and there's a couple of things I need to explain. One is there's a reference to one of the mythic versions of the origin of the alphabet, which I became very interested in. This is from Ovid, and it's about the nymph Io, who was turned into a heifer and was supposed to have traced her name, Io, with her hoof in the dust, and that's how the alphabet came about, at least that's one of the versions. There's also a reference in the last verse to the blind horse Bayard, who was a mythic creature from Lincolnshire, who made a fantastic leap. F. Foot is her fooling falter and halter. The nymph made heifer, traced with her hoof the two letters, formed her name, I-O. She has the gift, an alphabet, a voice in figures, found her father. My initials, always to be found in footpaths. Forget to think in feet. The farmer, his monosyllabic Ferguson. Accused of being footloose, this is my pedometer. The foot will always find its rhythm. Not the trailing heifer, but the blind horse Bayard's fleet leap between one and two, which Ford traverses so slowly, a measure of verge, the grass-hidden hoof, indecipherable. This is I, and it's for India, who is Alina's elder sister. In D, an iota, a pigtail dipped in an ink. Well, if all the world was paper and all the sea was ink, there would be not a thing to bite, a line in seven oceans, not a drop to drink. I was skipping and fishing by sea shadow and earthlight of infant tarmac, thinking, what if? The taste of parch meant in my mouth, the taste of poison. Io, Indy, no navy uniform. Indy goes swim through the skies, my aquamarine, my quink, my impress of India. This is K. This is for the American poet, Kathy Wagner. And I should say that peppering the rope, for anyone who doesn't know, it's in a skipping game. It's when you turn the rope very fast. Kathy King's around. Let her kidnap the flower of your nights. Drop them down the oubliette. She is the mighty kiss the castle keeps. Captured by the roundheads who were her kin, she thought they were kind, but they took her to the killing block. rescued in the nick of time. Skips. My word, Kathy, I'll tell your mother for kissing Keith Brown down by the river. How many kisses did you give him altogether? We pepper the rope and count in fives. L. Girls are loggerheads to the logician, pointing her long, shiny fingernails. You are wicked, lining up the adders. Lo, go forth, find the log, and multiply. Logogriff. A logogriff is a riddle word formed from other words made up of its letters. Obvious lemons obfuscate girdles. Fractious goodlands roster yurts. Lost outcomes grieve ostriches. Lines on, green off. Girls roll, fierce yule. M for mum. M lying down is a vowel, a murmur, after a rhythm, a sonority. She curls across the sulfa, short enough to wake a space in her equilibrium. A mother tongue is a tale read to mum, a bilabial listener, never silent before memory or a monsoon. Mozart makes mocker. We remember to nip the mint. I do not make up as her. We were never immaculate. She was marked. Good order is made up differently. A mouth, accused of being a mystic, she saw the meteor. Doing one more. This is the letter U. And the second verse refers to another mythic creature, the Mushushu dragon. She's Babylonian. And by this stage, I was inventing my own myths, really. Sat on a cold perch in the outhouse, undigested sounds spilt in different ways. The word some was not some. Champion at numbers, felt indefinite. The Mushushu dragon is cutting his talons. They were his stylus, his cuneiform, his nail writing, but could not carve his name. The word some was in the undergrowth and did not belong in this utterance. Someone, something, sometimes, some day, some body. Thank you.